Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Okay, let's take the traditional interpretation, which is King James Version. 1, 2, go. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 2. And behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Verse 3. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your eyes. Shout hallelujah. Now, we are going to take these three verses again. Now, you are going to personalize it. When you see D, you say me. Hallelujah. Let's do it again. Verse 1. Arise, shine, for my light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon me, and his glory shall be seen upon me. And the Gentiles shall come to my light, and kings to the brightness of my rising. Shout a big hallelujah. If you believe it, shout a big hallelujah. If you believe that prophetic word, shout a big hallelujah. Bless your word this morning. Let it come forth with great power. Let it come forth with great strength. Lord, speak to us individually and corporately. Let your word come forth like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And let everyone be truly fed with the very words that come from your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please shake someone's hands and then take your seat if you can. God bless you and thank you for coming out this morning. Hallelujah. Now this morning, we've titled this service, Arise and Contend. And I want you to please give me just a few minutes of your time as we look into the Word of God. I trust God for mercy to do justice to this assignment this morning. Now, if you look at the first verse of that scripture, the word of the Lord says, arise and shine, because your light has come. Now, I want you to put this down if you are writing. The word of the Lord always precedes a new season. Always. Every time God wants to do something new in your life, he will always give you a word. Sometimes people say, oh, I didn't hear anything. But that you didn't hear anything or didn't receive a direct message from the Lord does not mean the Lord did not speak to you. Maybe some of your channels of communication, the server is down. But God always gives a witness. Sometimes God is trying to tell us something. We are looking for a clear voice, but God is looking for a witness. Have you ever been in a place and you've been thinking about a few things you wanted to do, and then you got to the office or got to a particular place, maybe where your friends were, and then somebody just said, oh, have you thought about writing a book? Or they just talked about what you are thinking about. Okay? So I was having a chat with somebody in Europe last week, and the person was talking to me about another person I didn't know. So person is going to call you, you know. And so I said, this person you are talking about is having this particular challenge, and has this other challenge. And the person screamed and said, how do you know? I said, that's how my gift works. Sometimes I'm talking to people, and I just look at your face and I know things. It's not all the time, so don't worry. I'm still a learner. Sometimes it's just the way it is. Sometimes someone's talking to me about somebody I don't know, and I start knowing things about that person. So like in this particular case, this person is from another country, but the conversation is in Europe. And I started talking about that person. And the person said, Pastor, did I tell you this? If I said no, I say, as you mentioned the person, I suddenly knew. I didn't hear a voice. I knew. Do you understand what I'm saying? I will come back and explain again. That's how sometimes when we are ministering, you wonder how sometimes you can prophesy. And while you are prophesying to this person, you turn to another person and start prophesying, then you come back to this person. I'm not hearing voices. I'm knowing. There's every believer has a knower. Say, for we know that all things, he didn't hear it. It is a point of revelation that you get to. You don't know how God is going to do what he's going to do. But you have gotten to that place, you just know, and you are not being proud about it. God has given you a witness in your spirit that this matter will be resolved. I don't know how they're going to get it. But you've prayed, and you came out with a witness. That is why the most effective way to determine your engagement in the place of prayer is when you leave that prayer room with a witness. Come on, say, I hear that one. I say the most powerful way to evaluate your prayer is when, after you have prayed, you leave there with that revelation, that witness, that thing that, I don't want to use that word thing, but that's almost like the easiest way to describe it. You leave there with an assurance. You leave there with a witness. Now, that witness is so powerful, is so potent, that it can be very deep sometimes. It can be razor sharp. It's like wanting to marry a lady or a brother and everything looks good on the outside. You don't hear a voice, but your knower, that operation of the spirit that helps you know things without hearing voices. Come on now. It just tells you, forget about it. That business won't work. I've had opportunities, you know, talking to my wife. Oh, there was this opportunity. Oh, there's this thing she needs to do. Somebody reached out to her on LinkedIn. Somebody tried to do this. And I said, no, I know that company. There's nothing about them. Oh, I used to have some of their staffs who used to come to my bank back then. And, you know, we tried to talk about it. But after I left that initial conversation, then I started knowing things. No, don't shut down that opportunity. And then you start having that conversation and it turns out to become a bigger opportunity than you thought. There are certain things God will reveal to you. It will never be at the level of hearing. So when I say I heard God, many times I didn't hear voices. I knew. And another scripture for that is when Jesus was about to die, the scripture says, and Jesus knew that his time being done and that it was the time for him to go to the cross. What did he do? He called the disciples together and began to wash their feet. The will of God was revealed to him at the thought level. He knew. That's why when the scripture says in Romans chapter 12 that we should renew our mind, it is because your mind is supposed to be a tool through which you are able to process the word of the Lord, such that you don't always have to sleep to know what God is saying. You don't have to have a vision to know what God is saying. You can, on the steering or when working in the office, God will be communicating to you actively through your knower. So when the word of God says, arise and shine, begin to shine, for your light has come, you may not hear it in a voice. You will just wake up that morning and you just know in your spirit, here. Not here. Here. This is where your spirit is. You just know that something has changed in the realm of the spirit. Huh? And some of you don't believe that one. Have you ever gone to bed feeling very healthy and you woke up sick? You just wake up, you have all this tummy ache, you have this migraine. I mean, the rest was supposed to take away the migraine, but it brought it. I mistakenly used my wife's pillow 3 days ago. Or we were both tired, we exchanged pillows, we didn't know. Actually, my daughter switched the pillows. But we were so tired, we didn't even have time to check. It was around 3 a.m., 4 a.m., I now realized I had some very sharp pain. I still have the pain. It's just kind of fading off. I binded the thing and It refused to be binded, so I just ignore it. Then my wife too got up and said, oh, the pillow, she's having this fight. I said, well, let me see that pillow you're using. Oh my God. You know, the damage had been done. So we exchanged the pillow, but it's already CCM. Nobody's going to lie down on that bed. So, but the next day I ensured, please, are you sure you have your pillow? Because they look the same, but they are not the same. So you don't, sometimes you go to bed and you, the same bed you slept last week and you felt like you are in heaven. But now you are on this same bed, you wake up, you can feel very strange. It's the same way you can go to bed the night before, nothing is happening. But if anybody had told David that day that Samuel anointed that, this day, don't go too far into the bush because they will send for you. Imagine the brother that they ask, go and look for your brother. Ha! The now say his number is not going. They say that area, there's no network. Ah, God forbid that thing. God punish Satan. Ha! The day they want to give you 15 million naira contract. Ah, then I say your number. I say, hello, I can't hear you. Ah, network. Ah! God forbid. After praying and fasting, Satan now told you to go and use that network. That every time it matters, you will not see signal again. You know, there's some network like that. Once it rains, the network goes with the rain. Then comes back with the sunshine. Amen. The word of the Lord always precedes a new season. You may not hear it, but it's still the will of God. So you must prepare your mind as an habitation, a place where God's word can rest. It is on the strength of that we tell people to stay away from nonsense. Because whatever your mind receives, it will process, it will multiply. It will process and it will what? It will multiply. So when you spend all your time watching BBN and enjoying yourself, wasting your time, because really I don't know the ideology, except that they are subliminally planting a new culture amongst us. Uh, 20 years ago, if you're a Christian, many of you could not dress the way you dress now. You'll be thrown out of the church. Your dressing was more important than your salvation. Don't come and corrupt the brothers. Then you come, you sit at the back. But right now, it seems to be trendy to be half-nude. It's like, you won't even get a proper dress out there. So, and it's not just the ladies, even the guys. But I know that when you went to the embassy last year, you dressed properly. But so they don't play there. They tell you to come to the embassy by 9 a.m. for an appointment. You get there by 5 a.m. and you are praying. This year I must get this 2 years visa. Ah, but you come to church and you're strolling because God is always very understanding. In Amos chapter 3 and verse 7, and you need to understand what I'm saying here. God is committed to speaking to us. God doesn't want you to find out things and you are surprised. Look at what he said. He said, the Lord will do nothing. How many things? That means there is nothing that God plans to do. This was as at the Old Testament. He must inform that nation, the nation of Israel, through what? His prophet. He said, until he has revealed that secret to his servant, the prophet. Now, what is the benefit of the word of God? I cannot contend properly for what is mine, if I don't know what God is saying. There are certain things you want to go for and God tells you don't bother. It's easy to hear God's voice when there is nothing at stake. You understand? You just want to go for an outing at eatery over there at Keja, GRA. I just say, Lord, should I go? Should I not go? It's your business. Ah, I hear God saying it's your business. It's your money you want to spend. Just pay your tithe. But some people, it's easier for them to even hear God for other people. They see, they have dreams. I had a dream about you. I saw a vision. Even though they are not even sure, they saw something. But that you saw something doesn't mean it's God. You may be seeing something at the subconscious level. So there are people that dream and think because the dream was dramatic, it's God. You just saw a new film, a new movie. to be released 2023. It's not really God. Because when you are having a revelation by God, it can, that dream can be subjected to the word of God and can be proven. This thing I said, go and note it. If you're having a dream from God, you can use the Bible, the word of God, and subject that dream and test it for validity. And it's not everybody that is flying in that is a witch. Say, you're always flying. Pastor, I'm always flying. I say, I hope it's US or UK or where, Canada. Don't fly to Afghanistan. You better make sure your plane is landing somewhere that is very interesting. If not, as you are landing, there will be a... They start shooting at your plane immediately. Like all those war films. Some of you don't watch war films. It's not interesting. He said, the Lord will do nothing unless he has revealed that intention. That thing which in your realm is called secret. But in his own realm, it's an open matter. Are you with me? He said, it's an open matter. He said, until he has revealed it to his servants, the prophets. So, in the New Testament, we all have the Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, we have the gift of the Spirit. In the New Testament, as much as possible, the major issues of your life should not be a surprise to you. Now, there are certain things that are only given to matured sons. There are certain things that are only given to matured sons. And who is a matured child of God or a matured son or daughter is that person that God can commit a task to. The one that God can give the key of the house and travel. You know, as a pastor, I've seen people who have emotional ministries. Maybe that's not the word. Maybe the word is convenient ministries. During the COVID year, everybody started coming online to do Facebook Live. Did you see them? Maybe you even did one too. It was, everybody was at home. Nothing to do. Get yourself busy. So somebody came up online and said, I just want to just share something with you people. He was the only one watching himself. There was a time I woke up around maybe 1 a.m. and I just picked up my phone and I turned on Facebook. It's one distant friend of mine. He was doing a live video. So when I saw it, you know, the thing will capture one person viewing. You see it at the top of the video. So the guy was preaching, but he was the only one. The moment he saw me, you know, we are like distant Facebook friends. He now said, if you are just joining us right now, I said, I'm not joining you. I'm on my way to bed. Don't bother, brother. I'm just on my way. I'm not just joining you. I'm on my way. But already, I already listened to the first 10 seconds. I knew what he was talking about. But he felt he needed to bring me up to speed. But when everybody started going back to work, all those people doing Facebook Live, doing Instagram ministry, they fizzled off. They left those of us who had it to continue. Somebody came to me, a brother. He said, God told me to go to all the hospitals in Lagos and be healing the sick. He has married now. He has a child. He's preparing for a second one. He has not started. So when you become a matured son, God puts something in your hands. Do this thing for me. Take care of these ladies. Take care of this brother. Take care of these children. If I come back, let me meet you here. I won't look at what Pastor Gbenga is and say, why are you not? The one I spoke to you about is what I will discuss. So if you are doing something and it's not working, let the master meet you there. You don't have the power to close it down. Except if it's an emotional ministry, a convenient ministry. You just want him to do something that you think you like. That's why when he is not the one behind it, the grace for sustainability many times is not there. Come on, say I hear you. This is why many people are doing things that are good, but they cannot sustain it. Even they become bored. They become tired doing it. Because the grace that is pushing that thing. And when your mind is renewed, one of the ways God will can use to talk to you when it's no more in a thing is that it will tamper with your feelings. You will not have interest again. That is if your mind is yielded to him. He can use that method to talk to you. And when you pray and try to resurrect it, he will tell you, my daughter, I've left that thing. It's important for us as believers To know where God is interested in, because that's where is the allocation of his resources we go to. God doesn't just put money everywhere. God is very rich. But there are many poor people on earth. God invests heavily in kingdom agenda. Anything that takes the gospel from one point to the other, God is always interested. Facebook Live is cheap. There is no commitment. It's just data. Can you go to where your hands can be dirty? Ah! Can you go to where people are hurting? Don't confuse a live stream for ministry. It's just a tool. It's a channel. Don't let the amount of likes and clicks be the reason why you are happy or depressed. You put a picture on Facebook, you keep going back to check it, wondering, why is this thing not moving? Some people even sponsor their own picture and pay. You must like it by force. Those are things of the flesh. They are not, we're in maturity. In maturity, we don't look at those things. When you are a slay queen or a slay bubble, you are more interested in your suit. I remember the way Ken used to dress in those days. Sharp. But you see, he has a son now. And he's paying rent heavily. I'm not saying I'm not a sharp dresser. I'm just telling you that seasons will determine what you wear. When you get to a season in your life and you're expecting a child, or you are nursing a child, you can't be wearing makeup. Let your husband understand. He will manage for now. Because this child is going to throw up on your body. It's going to do, and you're just wearing, Fatima, no, this is not the woman I married. This is the same woman. It's the situation you are seeing. It's where you put me. So seasons change. If you are the one that married her because of her shape and everything, get ready. You're about to be shocked. So when you find contravening situations and wind blowing at you, it is only the word of the Lord that you receive that will remind you that this is where I want you to be. Stop seeing all those people with dark, long hair, blonde hair, New Jersey, New York, and they keep asking, when are you coming for vacation? You're about to lose your ministry. Certain things are only given to mature sons. Before you take your company and give to your son and say, I'm going on vacation, it means you have checked that boy, you have checked that lady. He will be able to handle both the challenges and the promises. If there's a challenge in that company, he won't need to call you in London and say, Daddy, the engine is not working again. He will fix it. That's what it means to be matured. When things can be committed to you and God can trust that you won't go on vacation. When I was in the bank, my leave was 22 working days. And I remember once I wanted to go on leave and my boss said, you can't go. And I told him, you know, I don't really play with my leave. I don't leave my leave days for the government, because it's provided for in the constitution. So you are very zealous. You want to impress. But me, I need to go on leave so that I can come back and be sharp. He said, no, my zonal manager was in London. They called him back for his leave. I said, he's the zonal manager. I'm not the zonal manager. I'm just a regular guy here, you know. He said, you can't go. I said, I'm going. Ha! I said, do you want us to take it to HR and discuss that you said I can't go on leave? I said, you know you need me when I come back. You better let me go and rest. Because the other guys here are all acting crazy. So you know you need me. Yeah, so what do we do? I said, there's nothing. Just for you to sign. Just sign. Let me go. Zuala Kata. Just sign. Just sign. Sign the thing. Don't worry. Before you know it, 2 weeks, bam, I'm back. Tell your neighbor, rest. The will of God is mostly revealed in rest. When you are agitated, you can't hear him well. When you are under pressure, you can't hear him well. When you carry people's burden on your head that you should not be carrying, you can't hear God. When you have an emotional pull and you feel you have to satisfy people, listen to me, if you want to work with God, you will offend people. You will offend people. I'm talking about arising and contending here. Because for many people, the battle ended before it started. because of excess baggage. If we are climbing the mountain, Moses cannot climb with all this property. He has to go light. So do away with all those distractions. You can't come on this mountain and be watching the Legend of the Snake on Netflix. You gotta be serious. Gotta be serious. Now look at verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 60. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory. Every new season follows a prophetic word. Once the prophetic word is announced, the light and the illumination, that means the divine access that God gives to you to be able to walk in that new commandment, that new season, will be released. How do I know it is God? When I received that word in my heart, then there was a way that was reopened unto me. There was an opportunity. He said, for your light. That means there is a light that comes from God, but there is a light that is allocated to you. The light that we announce you. So you cannot take this level of glory sitting down. You can't take it being lackadaisical. It may compel you to take a new course. It may compel you to apply for a new program. This instruction, arise, is not to sleep. It is to get busy. It's to get busy. Because sometimes we kind of disconnect the word of the Lord from our daily lives. And God is saying, look, if you want my word to be effective in your life, you must see the connection between what I said, arise and shine, between where you are in your life now. So the word of God is useful for me. Come on, say it. The word of God is useful for me. It's useful for my life. It's useful for my marriage. It's useful for my finance. There is a connection. There is no spirit realm, natural realm. It's the same thing. In that context. He said, and the glory of the Lord, excuse me, when God said, arise and shine, whose light came? Whose light came? My light. He said, for thy light has come. But whose glory was released? The word light there is the same word as knowledge. It's the same word as illumination. It's the same thing as instruction. When God says, arise and shine, what that means is this. You are here and this is your spiritual position. Then you hear, my son, arise and shine. The moment you do this, light comes. Divine instruction comes. You become aware. The Lord begins to speak to your heart. This is what I want you to do. Some people want to get the whole information on their seat. God says, I've never done it. I won't change because of you. I'm talking about where most people pray and why they say prophecy fail. They disconnect between the instruction and the obedience. He said, for the light, your light has come, and the glory. The moment you obey, you are responding to a prophetic word that has been released in your heart. Every time God says something, he will most likely talk about something you've not started, something that is not likely going to work, something that you've done before and it failed. And God said, this is the time for that thing. If God tells you about something you already have a handle of over, it's not God. If God tells you, I want to start building a multi-billion naira real estate company, you shout, amen! Because that shout means you don't believe. People shout is just a way of saying, I don't really believe. It's only God that can do it. It's not really a shout of victory. So that's why sometimes we have to be specific. Give a shout of victory. Because when you shout, your shout is more out of fright. People are frightened. The prophecy frightens them. That with all these big men now, when will they allow me to become like them? It's not possible. Multi-billion. You know, and God is talking in billions or trillions. And you are here, you don't even have 10,000 in your account. They say, you will make it. It's a big matter. But you see, it's a big matter for you. But it's not a big matter for him. Say amen. Amen. Come on, I say it's not a big matter for God. Like this. You may start the day as a shepherd and end it as a king. It's just a somewhere you need. Come on, say amen. Amen. It's just a link you need. That link doesn't respect your certificate. It respects the word of the Lord. When God say help Fatima, that's all that matter. I don't care if Fatima is coming from. I don't care if you are from Oba or you are from Cameroon or the Lord has sent me to you. Haven't you seen people who were helping who didn't even know why they were helping you? Say go to the widow of Zarephath. I've commanded her to feed you. The woman didn't even know why she was doing it. It was after she obeyed. She realized that her own season was secured in that obedience. She needed to be willing to let go of the only thing she had to be able to get God's best. A greedy man, a selfish man, can never enter into the will of God. If there's anything in your life, anything in your hands, that you think is an area God must not talk about. We're shouting amen now. We're shouting amen, we're excited. But in the reality and the practicality of the issue, there are believers now who have areas they don't want God to talk about. E.g., they don't want God to choose their husband for them. Because God is very, God will give them one spiritual brother, and they like a brother who's like, you know. Somebody said, pastor, I can't marry a pastor. I don't like pastors. I said the pastor is like Pastor Paul Adefasinko. You still don't want to marry pastor? It is the idol of money that is in your life. It's not really the pastor that is your problem. You do your vacation every year abroad with my father in the law, Pastor Paul. You know, there are some people with white beards, it's poverty. But when you see some people, you know, you can feel the glory of God. The whiteness is telling you something. So I just want to synthesize the word of Lord to you this morning. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Most High God, we want to thank you for your indefatigable greatness and your magnificent grace. And he begins to speak all this grammar. But you, if you are not rich, if you try to say those things, your teeth will break. Even if you say it's not called, are you not ashamed of yourself? You said that man of God is not called. Okay, what is calling? Is it this one you are doing? Come on, say, I'm arising and I'm shining and my light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon me. If you believe it, shout a big hallelujah. Now, another item you should know is that the glory of God dwells in the holiest of all. The glory of God is not seen everywhere. Another character for describing the glory of God is God's excellence. Say excellence. Now, when I say excellence, my mind goes to the restroom. Some restrooms are so blessed. They are so blessed. You go there, you have to be in a prayer attitude. Because, and you go there with your eyes half shut. Because if they are fully open, I mean, when I was in boarding school, Unity Secondary School, praise God, that school is blessed. You don't go to the restroom in that kind of a place. You've got to prepare. You prepare for it. My God, I can't describe, because we're on live camera, I can't describe. You learn how to hold your breath for 5 minutes. You hold it. Not, you must hold it. Terrible things in unrighteousness. Terrible things. And some of you all acting like you all went to some Bowen or something. Hear me now. Some of us went to a government school. In the days when government school was the thing. Don't waste your money on no private school. No blessed corners of your hostels. There is one place in my school, they call it Block C. If you are in my school, where I am, I won't mention the name. But every time I go there, in Block C, whether you are going to that restroom or not, you must hold your breath. You must. It's a law. You can't argue with it. You must hold your breath. or else you will be baptized. Come on, shout hallelujah. Oh my. The same thing with the glory. Listen, when you talk about the glory of God, you are talking about the excellence of our God. When you get into His presence, you see the first thing there, order. There's orderliness. Come on now. I know you didn't lay your bed when you left the bed this morning, when you walked out of your room, but it is still the law of heaven, order. Am I preaching this morning? I say some of you didn't lay your bed this morning. But it's okay. I have seen the list. I have the list for today's, you know. But it's not an issue. Amen. Because sometimes I also rush out of the bed. Amen. And I say, oh, but I see the joy they preach. I say, leave that thing. Excellence. Excellence and order. When you talk about glory, you talk about things like order. How is your life patterned? Is it patterned after systematic revelation of God's word? Can you look at all the major things you've done recently and say, okay, I did this when God said this. I did this when God said this. I'm talking about why, when the battle arises. Because the word arise and shine is a cry of war. When you hear arise and shine, all the battles in your life that have been sleeping, they wake up. My brother, Brother David Jesse International Incorporated. When that guy was just a worshiper, because some of us like to worship God. We love to sing. We love to be alone. We have our trumpet and all the challenges them. We like to do our thing with God. Until you hear arise, you will now realize there are powers in your house. That don't want you to arise. They fought your father. They fought your grandfather. They fought your great-grandfather. They see you now. You are trying to undo what... we have a new candidate. Oh, yeah. Face him. Arise and shine is a declaration of war. You have to be ruthless. You have to be stubborn. You have to fight. Listen to me. With great authority comes great battles. You want to be a spectator? You want to be among those... Pastor, go to me, sent me the current salary of Lionel Messi for PSG. Pounds. But in Naira, 2.4 billion or something. Or something like that. It's in... No. Oga, check it. Go to Messi record. Oh, yeah. Read it. You people don't check this Bible very well. Now, this is one man's Lego. Like this. If you weigh the leg, it's in billions. If that guy comes here, he doesn't need to vie for election. He's already the president. And his name is Messi. In those days when we were in the world, there was one song we used to sing. Oh, Lord, have mercy, mercy, mercy. You don't know this, so don't worry. You are not in the world then. Some of you are still in heaven. Your parents have not. If you know the song, you're a real sinner. Amen. Do you have the figures? 17, yeah, this is $1 billion. In Naira, 17 billion per annum. 17 billion. How much is your budget for education in this country? You see that when the way people there look at us and say we are not serious, they know what they are saying. Somebody looks at one person like this, say, we'll give you 17 billion Naira. That's what you are worth. Just moving around leather. But when that guy first joined Barcelona, there was a picture I saw of him sitting on the floor when Ronaldinho and one other guy sat, because he was a Jew, and Samuel Eto'o, they sat on the chair and told Messi to sit on the floor, to take picture with them. Sit on the floor, you are just coming up. You must know your mentors. You must know your father. Say with me, mentors. You need to know your mentors. You want to sit down, Dangote? Okay, sit down. Sit on the floor. I am only too happy. It's just like me now going to see Baba Adeboye. And I greet him. Say, my son, sit. I say, sit where? This floor, I like sitting on floor. it's not the day you say, yeah, we have been watching your program. Sit on the floor, remove your jacket. They say, Daddy, do you need anything? Say, no, this is my house. You'll be looking for what to say. But look at that same messy guy today. You better choose the name you are giving your children very well. Names like Mercy, they are very good. let me not be distracted. I'm just telling you that between when that guy only had the ground to sit on and when he arose, do you know the kind of mental battles? Because for some of you, the devil didn't come against you in your spirit. He came against you in your mind. He came against you in your emotions. He told you you could not do it. He gave you pictures of what when your dad tried to be something in life and he became a drunkard and didn't survive. He will give you those pictures. In somewhere in your mind, you'll be thinking, maybe the same thing, no? So when you hear, arise and shine, just remember, it's a declaration of war. Come on, say I hear you. So when we begin to pray, when we enter the second service, before I preach, we'll pray. We'll pray. So that one is the practical side of this message. In verse 2 of Isaiah chapter 60, and I need to rush now. The glory of God is meant to contend and secure the territory for the divine mandate that you have been given. He said, for behold, look at that scripture. The darkness, not darkness, the specific, the darkness, not just darkness, the darkness shall cover what? Hello? The darkness shall cover what? The darkness is a type of knowledge, like BBN, like yoga. Like bring 100,000 and collect 5 million in 30 minutes. If that's where we are making money, I once applied to be a teacher in one state government. You people don't know. You think we just showed up and started working the bank? I applied somewhere and they told me I didn't pass. Zwala Kata. They said I didn't pass. Can you imagine a brilliant guy like myself? I wrote teaching service exam when I became so frustrated. But meanwhile, God told me, he said, for I have prepared a path for you in the city of Lagos. You shall be my servant. You shall be my prophet. I will bless you in that land. But between the prophecy and the manifestation, they said I should go and apply. And you know anything typical of civil service? There are arrangements. So me, I didn't know the arrangement. I was trusting God. As well as I was trusting God for my name to come out. Maybe you should title this message Zwa Lakata or something. it's heavenly tongue. If you want to know what it means, you see me. And I refer, you know that guy is actually a student of UNILAG. Don't worry. You people don't know, we know people. He's doing masters. He said the darkness shall cover the earth. That means every time Satan wants to move in the earth, he will look for a type of knowledge. He will look for something that looks acceptable, but he will hide darkness inside. So you can sit down for hours and be watching people wasting their time, sleeping, waking up, jogging, doing all those things. How did I know? I didn't watch it. I heard people saying that's what they did. I don't know. Because it's a complete waste of my time for me to be watching you and then you walk away with 100 million. I walk away with nothing. It's a complete waste of my time. It's actually a minus. And then I'm fighting over people I don't know on the internet. Those who are making money, whether on Wall Street or on what's our own street or on Broad Street, they don't waste their time. But I will still use SMS. I will use my money to make. Will you be serious? Let those who organize the meeting pay them. Without my contribution. He said every time, and you must understand that Satan's language is deception. Satan will never bring anything to you and say this thing is bad. He will tell you, no girl like Cassandra. And even when you think you are going to break up with her, she will just call you. early in the morning when your antennas are down, when you've not prayed. Hi, baby. You that you said, today we are going to break up. We are going to do. You now say, hi, how are you? Did you sleep well? That battle has been lost. Every time Satan wants to move in your territory, he will give you a kind of information. He will spread it around. So that the day you decide to dress like a decent person, people will be asking you why. This thing is not in vogue. You should get a tattoo. Put it on your neck. When you are going to the embassy, you will not see people trying to cover up so many things. Because you are already looking like someone that is going to do hard drugs. And gross darkness, the people. Excuse me. Where did the darkness cover? The earth. So Satan spreads a kind of knowledge. Then he zeroes in on the target. And brings gross darkness. So once he immerses you in that kind of evil information, you will not be able to see outside that thing. The Lord said, for those that are my children, why many are covered in darkness, why others are covered in gross darkness. He said, but for my children, what did he say? He said, the Lord shall arise. This is what it means to arise. You are here, you've already obeyed the first law to arise. Then God himself will now honor your faith. For the Lord shall arise. He will shield you from the darkness that is in the atmosphere. He will shield you from the darkness of those kind of satanic knowledge that is out there on the street. He will shield you. You will be in the midst of dangerous people, yet you are secure. Why? Because the Lord shall arise. Why are you not doing what we are doing? Don't you, this was trendy. The Lord shall arise. And his glory shall be what? Shall be seen. There will be a clear mark on Daniel. This one is not part of us. It's not the case of, I'm the only, I worked in a company where I was the only one that does not take alcohol. Even my oga said, who is a worker in his church, he forgot himself, he was taking something. He was doing like this. I said, this man, don't drink. He don't, the thing, don't. One of my colleagues, he has a very Christian name. Very Christian. In fact, if you think of the word Christian, that's his name. But he said to me, he said, I don't know, is this church, is it blue or green? I said, there's a problem. When you can't see colors anymore. He said, and I know two drink. I said, yeah. I used the one driving. I said, we are going to do funeral tomorrow. Yeah, he wants to. He said, no, I can still drive. I can see that. Now, waiting the key people be that. I can see that. No. I can't see colors, but no. I actually. When you start talking like that, we know there's a problem. God, by his glory, delivers you from crowd effect. So when God says, arise, shine, what is he telling you? Arise, it's time to contend. There is a territory I'm about to put in your hands. You see that land where they say gross darkness, that's the territory God has given you. That place that God is explaining the situation there, that's the place God has given you. But you cannot do it if you are not skilled. It's not enough to be knowledgeable. You must be skilled. David said, he trains my hands for war. I was preaching in a particular state, and after they lodged me in one presidential, they call it presidential hotel or something. There was a university and a polytechnic in that area. So some of the lecturers, VCs, rector, they came. And because when I got to that meeting, I wore body hug. I wore a tight, you know, because I was coming from the airport. So I wore this, what they call that, those kind of shirts that hug you. Whatever. It has a name. So I wore jeans. So when I got to the altar, they were now introducing me. Let's welcome Prophet Gbenga from Lagos. You know the way I got up? It's all I can. I asked myself, are you sure you came to work or you came on vacation? But you see, the anointing is on the inside. When we got to that, I said, arise, oh God, let your enemies. After the service, that night, 10 p.m., see professors coming. Say, sir, it was a banker that they gave me as my PO. The guy didn't know I used to work in the bank. So I enjoyed it. It was a good feeling. Say, somebody wants to see you, sir. I said, don't call me, sir. I'm your guy. He said, no. Because after we finish, you will still pray for me. The guy came, and I saw an elderly woman. Elderly woman. Oh, this woman probably like in her late 50s. She's a professor or a senior lecturer. And they came, and all of them came. They were kneeling. I said, please, please, I'm not used to this kind of thing. What, they were kneeling down. I said, no, don't do it. As they were doing it, I was remembering scriptures like this. It's a personal thing. You know, some of us were born in Nigeria, but bred in London. So, there, we don't kneel down for people. It's not a humility thing. I'm just not used to it. There are people that like it, to kneel down and call them Papa, Papa. It's not really my thing. My name is Benga. Yeah. So, but this woman came, and the other people came, and they were saying, and I was imagining how many people has this woman failed this semester. Now, imagine my younger sister didn't submit her assignment. And she now came. She didn't know that the girl is my sister. And I said, madam, do you know this lady? She said, do you know she's my sister? Oh, I said, she didn't do your assignment. Come and see me tomorrow. Come and see me tomorrow. Because I need the prophet to pray. When God's glory comes upon you, there are certain honors he will give to you. You didn't work for it. If those honors, they are the ones that will be opening doors. Opening doors. And I cannot tell you how many people I met through that one meeting. Fighting to be seen, fighting to be recognized is one of the cheapest ways to sell yourself. There are people now that are working with God or they want to be close to God, but they want God to do something for them before they believe it will not work. You must lay your life down on the altar so that when God says, now arise, you are hearing a command that other people are not hearing. If in that day, the wife of Abraham, Sarah, did not hear that voice, Abraham must be willing to go with his son to the mountain. Because when David saw Goliath, all he was hearing is, this guy is bred for us. This guy is an uncircumcised Philistine. Every other person in the country, they saw opposition. When you hear the voice arise, you are not likely to hear something that others are hearing. If anything, they will tell you it's not possible. So we are going to contend. And when we contend, we contend in wisdom. Because some of the battles many of us will face will not be the battles of demons and warlocks and some of these principalities. They will be the battles of wisdom. Come on, say the battle of wisdom. The scripture talks to us in Ecclesiastes about a rich man whose wisdom saved the city, and after then it was forgotten. You will not be forgotten. I know someone who is still alive who works in a particular company. I know this person very well. And when the person left the company, they tried to persuade him, don't go. The person said, I have to go. They said, don't go. In the corporate world, the way you tell somebody don't go is not to say don't go. It's to bring a counter offer. What are they giving you in that company? Oh, they are giving me assistant manager. Okay, we give you assistant manager here with a slight increase in your salary. Don't just be saying, love me, love me, love me for what? Don't leave for what? And until that person was, you know, they couldn't match any offer, then the person left. Somebody now told me. He said, 2 weeks ago, last week, he said, I had a conversation where they were talking, and they were talking about possibly bringing you back to the company. Now, if you are coming back, what they fail to do, they will now do double. There are certain battles in your office. There are certain battles in your life that can only be won on the grounds of wisdom. It is not enough for you to be spiritually agile carrying cutlass in the spiritual, carrying armor tank. There are some things you need. The scripture says, in quietness and confidence shall your strength be. That means there are some battles you don't fight with guns and machines. You fight them by protecting your peace. You fight those battles by securing your peace. When they want you to come out and respond, say something. Won't you talk? They are going, no? Any comments? Final comments? Nothing. In quietness and confidence shall your strength be. I have said to you that the place of your strength is to what? Sit still. That's what the word of the Lord said. Now, let me tell you something about the realm of wisdom. When a person begins to operate in the realm of wisdom, he operates in a realm of quietness. In the realm of quietness, I am able to evaluate the things happening in my life. I have a kind of, I'm able to observe different things. I'm able to look at this. I'm looking at my relationship with this sister. I'm looking at my relationship with this brother. There are certain things you don't see when you are in a hurry. But when you sit down quietly and you begin to observe people in your life, you can tell where this person is. You can tell where this person is. And listen to me, those observations are not lies. I have friends. And some of them are pastors. And when the door shuts, say for the next 6 months, don't leave this person alone. Open the door to this person. Shut that one. When the Lord told me to leave the bank, and I struggled with it, then the Lord appeared to me in a vision and said, I said it is time for you to leave the bank. And I refused. Then the Lord appeared to me again and said, if you don't leave, you will start having problems. How many of you know where Zenith head office is? I just at Ogun VI. I left my office around 5:30, 6 p.m. And I was walking because something actually just happened in my office. And I was so upset. And I knew it was because of what the Lord said to me. That I was refusing to hand over my job to him. And I was walking on that road and I was crying, broad daylight. I was a pastor of this church. So don't even tell me I don't have faith. Don't even go there because I will pour my frustration on you. My time is up. So I was here and I was crying. Do you know what I was talking about, Jeanette? I said, look at the prayer. And I'm not joking. God, what do you want from me? Eh? You say I should pastor. I'm pastoring. Okay, leave this job for me. Eh? Make person not even get small thing. Say you just keep. Say your own. I say, God, what do you want? I can't. Do you want to frustrate me? I'm telling you. Do you know the funny thing? You know there are some prayers you pray, God will not answer you. This one, he answered me. Because exactly what I told you, except that day I was weeping in broad daylight. Some of you don't like to see your pastor. I came with a special anointing this morning to break yokes, to destroy everything the enemy has done. The pastor will not tell that sometimes, even in his own private place, he's weeping because he's also asking questions. And I was weeping. I was saying, God, don't take my life from me. I have a whole beautiful wife. I have children. I'm one of those African men that still likes to be proud in his own house. I like to be proud. I like to come in like the lion of the tribe of Judah. I like to come in and everybody say, daddy's around. Not the one that they say uncle is around. You know, there are some places in Benin City, they even call their daddy uncle. That's to tell you, when you don't even have, and there's no value again. You are not doing, you are just drinking palm wine, they say uncle. Go to South and ask. Say uncle. Say Bobs, Alpha, Bobs. Your father said me to Bobs. Some of you don't travel. You only read Bible. You go out and see what's going on in Edo State. Bobs. Alpha, Bobs. Do you know what the Lord said to me? One word. Do you trust me? That's the day I realized it's not a simple question. It's just like when you want to marry a lady and you say, do you love me? You've never told me you love me. He says, that one is a small matter. When God says, give me your sustenance. Because a man is always defined by his work. And God says, give me that one. I want you to do another one. He says, Baba, you know, say, you know, they two pay well. First, you go suffer before you bless her. I beg. Just, more they do one like this. You understand? I go there your side, you go there my side. Some of you are laughing. But that is where God stopped speaking for some people. Because they couldn't pass that test. If God says, serve me, and you are telling him, but I didn't go to school, I'm not educated, what's God's business with that one? There are many billionaires on earth who didn't go to school. Nobody should use that one as a standard of who God can call. Did you hear what I said? Nobody should use the standard of master's degree, PhD, to determine who God will work with. The Lord said, do you trust me? I said, I trust you. I said, well, you talk to my wife. I'm talking about contending. Most people like the idea of arising and shining. Between arise and shine, there are transactions there that most of us do not like. Most of us will shy away from. And God said, those are the places that we will lay the foundation for the next season. Come on, say, I hear you. I told the Lord, I said, go and tell my wife. I already promised her I will never be a pastor. I'm telling you, if they are calling pastors, you won't see me there. Because I didn't want her to run away. So if you tell me you are promising a woman something, believe me, I've been there. Say, you look like a pastor. Me? I like God though. I go to church. I will serve God. Maybe in my church, they will even ordain me as deacon. Maybe. But pastor, me? I don't even like it. It's too restrictive. Those pastors, only God knows how they are doing it. God said, that one that is talking, yeah? Give him letter. Give him letter. I said, I didn't apply. I said, that's your letter. You have the job. Those people that are trying to be pastor, God did not call them. Those that were running, say, I like this one. Call him. I told God that evening, go and talk to my wife. Do you know what he did? That night, he showed my wife a vision. Then my wife woke up and said, I had the strangest dream. When she told me the dream, I did like this. Because she didn't know the conversation the day before. This was evening. By that night, God showed up. And I told her, I said, this is what happened between me and God yesterday. And she like, eh? I said, this thing is a serious matter. I actually expected him not to show up. He showed up immediately. He said, tell your wife. He said, release this boy. Here I am. Since I became a full-time pastor, I've not gone on leave once. Meanwhile, I used to fight for my leave. Come on, say contend. If you love your life, you will lose it. If you love pleasure, you cannot walk with God. Pleasure is as determined by what God gives you. There was a lady I wanted to get married to. Very one yellow girl like that. She used to sing like a parrot. She knows how to sing. Very good singer. So don't bother. We all have desires. We all have desires. But if you trust God to guide you and to help you, you'll see the difference. When I started this church, when we started 6 years ago, it was just a few of us, less than 10 people. I didn't think a day would come that I'll be getting calls from different countries and I have not left this country. I didn't think so, because God was asking me to become a pastor when people were already tired of church. Can you work for 2 years and not go on leave? You fight for your right. Now there's no HR head to report to. There's no MD to complain to. And every time I say, God, how far? He say, march on. Kenneth spoke to me a few months ago. He said, pastor, we got a hotel for you in Lekki. Just go and rest for a few days. I laughed. We are still planning that visit now. Between the arise and the contend, there will be warfare. Much of it will not be the warfare of guns. It will be the war of wisdom. Knowing what you need to do and taking steps towards it. What you do with that middle ground is what determines whether your prophecy will remain a prophecy or whether it will become a manifestation. May the Lord grant us wisdom. Let us pray. When we come back for second service, I'm going to lead us. We're going to pray. We're going to pray some dangerous prayers before we hear the word of the Lord. But I want you to ask that the Lord will bless your heart and internalize these words in your spirit. That the Lord will cause this word to be strong in your spirit, bringing direction, bringing clarity in the name of Jesus. That the Lord be merciful to your weakness and he will help you. I want you to pray in 1 minute for yourself. Ask for grace to be faithful to the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus.